This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M, everything Limestone Coast.
Triple M, catching up with the team from SAPOL this morning. Jade's on the line for a chat. Jade, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan. How are you going?
Yeah, good. Hey, Jade, you've been visiting the schools around the region lately, talking to Year 12 students. What's been going on?
I have. So what an extraordinary year for all of our Year 12s with the battle of COVID.
My goodness,
so
yes.
It's been a full-on thing, and their year's been quite disrupted, and their celebrations may be varied because of the restrictions and things like that. But I've just been going around and wishing them a really safe time during their celebrations and also wishing them well with their exams. I've been speaking to them in person. I felt it was really important to get off the front foot with their celebrations. Obviously, it's a very exciting time and their hard work's coming to fruition. They're all about to move on to the next adventure in their lives, but we just want them to go about their celebrations in a really safe way, and being safe doesn't mean that there's no fun. So talking to them about drinking and drugs and things like that, but also not wanting them to get behind the wheel and commit traffic offences, and preferably keeping themselves away from anything like a fatality, making sure that they make plans to keep themselves safe by either staying where they are having parties or making sure that they've got somebody safe to have a ride with rather than getting in the car with somebody who might have had some substances. We don't want people being pressured into things that they're not comfortable with as well, so it's also about a bit of information about looking after your mates, knowing your limits, and also making sure if someone is doing something a bit dangerous or flat out stupid that they actually stop them.
So making the right choices.
Yeah. Well, one of the hardest things I've had to do in my career is, and on multiple occasions, is tell the families of someone that's either been lost in a fatality or through misadventure because they've been intoxicated or on drugs. So it's never easy for police or ambulance officers alike to deal with that sort of thing, and the families themselves are left brokenhearted too. So very important message for our Year 12.
Absolutely. Now, serious criminal trespass, Jade, what is it and why are we talking about it?
So when we're talking serious criminal trespasses, we're talking about break-ins. So people generally break in for many different reasons. It might be for theft of property, to cause property damage or to assault somebody. All very serious offences. It can come in an aggravated form as well. So if there's multiple offenders or if somebody's actually at the premises at the time. So we're sort of talking about serious criminal trespass or break-ins because we've had a spate of residential and commercial or industrial break-ins of late around the Limestone Coast region. We're sort of appealing for everyone to put security measures in place, like locking the buildings, whether it be home or work, using really good lighting. Sensor lights are a great deterrent. It lights up the area and doesn't allow for people to hang around as much. Basically, also just making sure that there's no tools or anything left around the external perimeters of these buildings because they can be used to gain entry into the buildings. And also making sure any property of value that's within the premises or around it is secured or not left unattended at the properties.
And Jade, are you guys worried about the amount of serious criminal trespass that's happening across the Limestone Coast at the moment, or just, you know, giving people, I suppose, a warning and going, look, it is happening, and just be mindful?
No, we are worried about it, Ewan, because it does bring about a lot of victimisation. People feel really violated when their properties are broken into by someone, and rightly so. We want people to, if they know of somebody who's actually doing this sort of offending in our region, it's not okay. We do want to make sure that we do stop it and nip it in the bud. So if anyone has any information on anyone who might be doing this sort of thing, they're definitely able to call 1-800-333-000. That's the number for Crime Stoppers, and you can remain anonymous.
Now, we had a drink driver last week in the Limestone Coast as well.
Oh, we did. We can't get this message out there enough, can we? So very disappointing. A driver has been reported for drink driving following a crash at Glen Burnie. That happened on Wednesday evening. Patrols were called to Hawkins Road after a Commodore station wagon crashed into a fence and tree before catching a light. So a fire involved as well. Luckily, the driver was uninjured. It was a 50-year-old man from the southeast. He was breath tested and returned an alleged alcohol reading of 0.233, which is almost five times the legal limit.
Jesus.
Yeah, pretty serious. And he was issued with an immediate 12-month loss of licence and will be summoned to appear in court at a later date. His wagon was completely destroyed by that fire.
Jade, it is always good to catch up to find out what's going on with SAPOL across the Limestone Coast. Thanks for chatting to us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Jade from SAPOL joining us this morning. A couple of things that we didn't talk about were the accident that took place yesterday. Police would love to know information in regards to the accident at Gartner Bearings yesterday. It left a massive clean-up and damage bill after a ute smashed through the front window yesterday, and it's understood that the vehicle clipped an electrical pole before veering into Gartner Bearings shop front. If anybody has any information, if anybody witnessed the incident, what you can do is reach out to Crime Stoppers. You can also jump online to crimestopperssa.com.au and leave information there. You can do it all anonymously if you'd like as well.
Ewan for breakfast, 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast Triple M, and always online at triplem.com.au.